I just want to thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being who he is to me. I can't talk about how he is to other folks. I'm talking about how he is to me. I know that he's good to everybody, you know what I'm saying? But he's good to me. One for him, I'm telling you, I would not be here, not now. I wouldn't have a mind right now, but I thank God for a mind. I thank God for keeping my mind. But he said he, in perfect peace, he'll keep those who keep their mind on him. Stayed on him. So I've been trying to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. And all that I go through and all that I be feeling, I try to keep my mind on Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for your love, the kindness. And I, as I said before, a love is a feeling. You know, you can say you love, but, you know, if you say you love Sister Davis, you tell me, and if I don't pay, I say, well, thank you. But I know who loves me. I know Jesus loves me. And I got some people here that love me, and I really appreciate that I do. I thank the Lord for my children coming out this weekend. It was a blessing to me so much. They don't know. There's something about a presence. It's something about a presence. You can call on the phone. That's good. You know what I mean? But it's something about a presence. Amen. I know my mom lived in Detroit. I was born in Michigan, and she lived in Detroit, and we call her sometime, you know. It was wonderful, but it wasn't nothing like when we got in our car and drove to see my mama. That was the things I remember most, you know, the feeling. Me and Bridget are very close. Me and most of the kids are close, but she lives out here, so me and her, Gwen, and all the close ones, and Jackie. But it's nothing like when I see them come in, you know. They go, hi, Mom, I got some kids. The telephone ring, it's one daughter, two daughters or three daughters. When the telephone ring, I know who it is. Every day she calls me, every day, you know. I say, that's so-and-so. Hi, honey. But it's nothing like when I see you come. So this weekend I've had a ball. I really have. And that's seeing y'all too, Al. I like to see my children. I do. I like my when my kids come. I love it. I can't, you know, I'll be waiting on it. You know? I'm like a little kid. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for Jesus again and again and again and again. I thank the Lord. And I'm trying to rest. I really am. I try. You know, I'm trying to rest. Trying to learn how to rest. Keep my mind on him. I know if I keep my mind on the Lord, that's a good rest. Praise the Lord. I do hope you be blessed today. I want to go into, I think I want to go to Matthew 24 first. I don't have that come to my heart. You know, I want us to be ready when the Lord comes. I want us to be ready to go through what we're going to have to go through. Come on, America. American Christian, we're going to have to go through something. Come on now. We're going to have to go through something. They finally got that covered or whatever. What did they do? We was headed for destruction. I don't know if y'all know it. But it ain't the time yet. It's not according to scripture, not yet. For that time should not come for us to that man be revealed. He ain't been revealed yet. Not, you know, in the hole where we can see him in person. So I know that it, but I know time was getting short. I know things are running out. And I just want to thank the Lord for what he did through Roe versus Wade. I shouted. I don't know about y'all, but I shouted because I know that is the sin that brought judgment to Pompeii and to Sodom and Gomorrah. I know that was the sin. That's what it says because I believe God. Praise the Lord. When man get to where he, man and woman, he done went too far because God created man. He created woman. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for that. I do. I thank him. And nobody else want to thank him. I thank him. Praise the Lord. I say, Lord, thank you for having mercy upon this generation for a little while. We got loved ones that's out there. We got things we want. I do. I got things I still want to do for God. I got plans. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to say amen. I say amen for me. Yeah, I can see. I got a big mouth. I say it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to go to, I think I go to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5. And I might go over to Matthew, but let's go to Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Thank you. But of the times and seasons, Lord, I want to thank you, first of all. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I just really praise you. And I thank you that I'm learning how to rest a little bit. Better than I've been, And I really got good rest since my two daughters came out to be with mama. And I really thank the Lord. Yeah, how I do, because I got, when they come out, it just, you know, it's that they want to be. They ain't kind of, well, I got to go. No, I really feel their presence and their love. And when they were smaller, it was just some of them that hung with mama. This hung with mama. She'd stay up at night, and we'd be canning 150 jars of tomatoes, and she would stay right there until the last jar there. Praise, you know, it's just wonderful. Praise the Lord. And the other kids, all of them got something that they did in their lives that touched my heart. And as a mother, I just really appreciate it. This ain't Mother's Day, is okay. But anyway, I just appreciate my children. I really do. Thank you, kids. I know you know kids. Thank you, grown folks. That's what, and Bridget calls me mommy. Hi, mommy. But she's out here, you know, she's here with Jackie, and they're close. You know, but it's always, hi, mommy, you know. I really appreciate it. Or they'll find something they think I like or something. It's just wonderful. It's, you know what? It's just good. And I know I have son-in-laws. Ain't that right? We got a good family, Emmy boy. Come on, you know. We do. We got a good family. We do. We have a real good family, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus. So what did I say I was going to read? Okay, First Thessalonians. I just stopped that one. But of the times and seasons, Father, I thank you. Touch this message, because I really believe it's from you, and I hope it stirs all of us in Jesus' name. But of the times and seasons, brother, you have no need that I write unto you. Because, see, when Jesus left, he said he'd be back, and they thought he'd be back tomorrow. They were looking for him to come. They didn't think these 1,000 years would pass and Christ would come. They thought he would come back the next day, at least the next day or the next day. But they had to wait, and as they saw the time go on, they said, well, we might as well just work. And so they tried to work, and they did work. They did work. He said, for you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And that was taught to me when I was a kid, that he's coming in a twinkling of an eye. And I can't imagine that, sister. You know, and he here, whoa. So you're going to have your heart right and thinking about people right and be in the right place. So don't let the devil fool you. There ain't going to be no time where you're going to, he can say, here I come, and you get ready, new. Because he know if he said, here I come and give you time, you're going to, you know, because that's the way, he's just a good, good God. Better than you think. Children of God, I love Earth Odyssey. Everything about the earth that come on TV, I love it. I love Earth Odyssey because I see the God. I see God in the flowers. I see him in things he made that I ain't never seen before. And I go, wow. Woo-wee. Look at God. You know, he showed me that the sky. I never seen this one again, mountains that was colored. They were mountains, and it had all different colors running through them right here in America. America's a beautiful place. And it had rainbows in the mountain. And I said, woo, look at that. And that just makes me love God. I said, God, you know, you something. Don't take much. He's something. He's been so good to you, you got to say he's something. You go, oh, he's a good God. So I don't have to stand up here and try to preach you and go, yarr, because God is a good God. Good Lord. He said, I don't have to tell you. He said, for you yourselves perfectly, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh on men as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye, brethren, are not in darkness. You sit in this church and you're sitting here, and it should not overtake you as a thief. Because a thief don't know when they come. You know, he don't... Praise the Lord. I want to encourage us. I don't know why. Praise the Lord. I just feel like encouraging. I feel like telling you, praise the Lord, to be what we say we are and do what we say we're going to do and try to get ourselves. You know, it ain't what Al think I am or what you think I am. It's what God says I am. Praise the Lord. I told the Lord, I said, God, nobody know me like you. You know, they made Sister David so-and-so. I let it go. Because I know there's one person that knows me. And that's my prayer. Oh, the Lord, you know me. You know all about me. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. And so I just want to thank God for the fellowship, too, because I feel like he's pulling me back into fellowship. And nobody can know what that feels like. if you feel you're out and then you feel you pull back in. No, maybe y'all don't know that. Maybe you live long enough. Praise the Lord. But I just want to, shoot. But I just want to thank him for a fellowship. I want to thank him for restoring my gift. I had a gift of, I was telling, my baby didn't even know it. Well, I see people in their spirits. So I can see a person that look, you know about that, right? Oh, I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. It started with Bridget. I don't know that I made it started with her. I don't know. But I can see people in this. I see these spirits. You know, I don't, not everybody now, but I have seen people, you know, they'll look, for instance, there was a man that we bought the car from. When the man came out, his name was Philip. He was a little dude like this with a little hair. He had suspenders on in his pants. And I shook hands with this dude. Now, this has been happening to me for years, so I'm not really, I don't go, oh, you know. I say, how you doing, Philip? How you doing? Okay, he brought the car and set it right there. Philip got out the car. He's 6'4", skinny. You know I got this gift, Dee Dee. Yeah, well, I see things. I can't help it. But I was talking to Karen, and I said, I don't know why I never said nothing about it, and it's not surprising to me. We had a lady came to this church, and she stood to the side, and she turned into a rat. Her whole face was a rat, and she had teeth hanging down, and she was a rat, too. You know what I'm saying? So I see things, I feel things in people. I don't know where it come from. I don't know. I don't go, oh. I just never talk about it. I think some of the kids, they never even heard it, you know. But it's just something that happens in my life, and it had gone, and when I was going through all this mess, it gone, and I said, oh, God, please help me. So when he gave me that again, I saw something, and I said, oh, thank you. It was like he had given me a $100,000 bill. I was so happy because I feel like he's pulling me back in the place that we were. You know what I mean? I want to be a friend of God's. I do. I want to be where God can use me. Anywhere, anytime, any place. How about you? So the time, listen, we are living in the last day, say the last day. You may think you got another 50 or 60 years. I know. We're living in the last day, especially this generation. Now you may be living, but I'm talking about what's going to be happening if the Lord let it live another 50 years. It ain't going to be nowhere to be down here. It won't be worth living. And Roe versus Wade mess? If that hadn't cut down, I don't know, we'd have been gone. I just don't know. But I know what the word says, so I know we weren't going nowhere, because that ain't scripture. We can't go nowhere till that man be revealed. That's what it says. And we got to stay with the word. But I'm telling you, I was getting scared. I said, when that fell, I said, woo, Jesus, you so good. I was so happy. Praise the Lord. Them people would have just put me in jail and slapped me and everything. Because I was shouting. It was like you had gave me a $50 bill. And woo, I was just so happy. I said, Lord, you love us. If the word is true, you're true. It's true what you say. His word is true. So we're living in the what day? We got to act like it. You know, we just can't say we're living in the last day and go and do what we want to do. We are truly living in the last day. Don't worry about it, sister. God going to do for you what he did for us. He going to save your kids, your son, and Jeremiah. He might as well go, because he going to preach. So he might as well go where he want to go, but he going to preach. God is a good God. And we're living in the last day. So where am I? What scripture am I on? Well, you used to be with me. Read for me. Okay. He said, ye are the children, ye are all the children of light, the children of the day. Isn't that wonderful? We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Y'all got your Bibles. As do others. But let us watch and be sober. And what do sober mean? Huh? Yeah, let us be sober. Let us be watchful and knowing that we're living. Children of God, we got to live in every day like we're living. It's the last day. That's the truth. We got to know that we're living in the last day because it is the last days. It ain't too much got to happen except that dude got to show up. The Lord said that that'll happen in Thessalonians. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that drunken be drunken in the night. And we're not drunken and we're not sleepy-headed. So we're living in the day. So let us be sober. Listen. And let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the blessed breastplate of faith. That's over you right here. Faith. That means that your heart is full of faith. Faith in what? Faith in God. Faith in what he's going to do. You know, we spend a lot of time and worry about things we shouldn't worry about. I do it. We all do it. But I'm asking God to help me. Help me to believe what you say. Help me to wait on you. Help me to, you know, we ask God for something and then we get almost out of joint when he give it to us. Like, what you out of joint for? Didn't you ask him? You know, we all do this, sister. I do it too, sister. And I go out and say, Lord, what's wrong with me? Foot. Praise the Lord. We ask God, he gonna do what you ask him. If you ask him in faith, believe it and waiting on God. And you better learn how to wait because you're going to have to wait now. You're going to have to wait on God and he knows when to give you what you need. You may not need it this time. You might mess it up. You might get worse off. So what you asking God, wait on, he going to do it. He's going to do it. I look at Dee, my Dee. I just love her. She comes. Oh, she just loves mother. And Jackie, they love mama. I just thank you for that. I do. Thank you for love. Believe me, I do know what love is. I do. Because God loves me. Praise the Lord. Then he say, for that sleep to sleep. But let us who are of the day. Let me see all of this of the day. Let me see the hands of those of the day. But let us who are of the day be sober. That means, you know, I've never been drunk. Maybe y'all have had the experience. I see some smiles. I've never been drunk in my life. I mean, I just never... I think y'all crazy drinking that stuff. You know, shoot. My parents were sinners. They smoked and drank. But when I picked up my first Camel, I say, they gotta be kidding. I drew it in and I say, oh no. And my mama didn't have to tell me don't smoke because that crap was burning my mouth. I said, oh no. And I must have been about 10 or something, 11. I said, And my parents drank, they were sinners. They'd have Pocino games every Friday night. And they'd get in a fight, and we picked the money up as the guys losing it on the floor. And we had a good time. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God raised me up to serve him, though. My mother said, you're a different child. I was always a different child because what she did to me when I was about 7, she let me go to a sanctified auntie who taught me the ways of God. And that's how I stayed, you know, if I get in trouble, cause I was scared of hell. Cause these preachers, what I was under the long time, she know that all they preached was hell. You go to church and all you was hearing about hell, about going to hell. If you don't do it right, you'll go to hell. And so I don't know if a lot of people ran to the altar because of that. They were scared, but maybe we need to scare them again because hell is real. Just to show, hallelujah, God is real. The devil is real too. And he don't want you to know that hell is not a place you're going to have a good time. You're not going to have your friends there and y'all playing Pocino at night. Or whatever y'all play. Hell is a terrible place and it still exists. And that's where we'll go if we don't go to heaven. There are two places. Amen. So we need to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord. You know, it's really time to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord. Look at the times we're living in. We was talking about the kids are so sweet because they was telling me about the schools and about what's going on in the schools, you know. And I said, well, can I come? He said, no, you can't just walk up in the, you know, it was a time when you go, I go to school, walk up in the school, just as bold, you know, I want to see so-and-so and so. No, you can't go like that no more. It done got so placed now that, my God, when I went in there to teach, when sister invited me up there, they took my picture like a criminal. And I had a little card with my picture and stuff on in my wallet that I had to show. I couldn't go all through that school. And so I was talking to the kids about school, things I don't know, you know. We living in the last day. And I was telling the kids, I said, your teacher said, no, Pastor, nobody hit nobody. I said, yeah, the pastor. But see, I went to the school in the South and in the North too early. And the teachers and the principal had a paddle. I said a paddle. And they paddled your tail if you did something and your parents didn't go down there to see. Your parents said, you better, you go home, you get another paddle. And you talking about, I got it. What you get paddled for? Because in them days there was trust among people and among grown people. People don't even trust each other, not even your neighbor no more. We're living in the last days and Jesus is coming soon. I'm telling you now. I told sister, I said, girl, I told her something the Lord told me to tell her to do. And I said, Lord, maybe I'm saying, no, we're living in the last day. This is the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Who shall be able to stand? And it don't take God long to fulfill anything. Cause what's going on in Syria and all that place over there, that man could be done jumped up there and cause that's got to happen first according to this. But I'm telling you, we are living in the last day. Especially your last day. You don't know what, you know, you got to live right to, for God to keep you. You can't expect God to keep you and you're going to be out there serving Satan. Don't fool yourself. You about had Sunday school teachers and people, you know what I'm saying? And you may think, no, it don't work like that. No, no, no. You got to belong to him. You know, I don't have to be keeping folks that I don't, you know, my next door neighbor's kids. Of course, you know, I would be kind. I can kind to them. But God is promised to keep me. He promised to keep you. And he will do it. I say he will do it. We need the Lord, and we need to do what we say we're going to do. Help us to do and be what we say we are. Help us, God. Lord, I think that's my prayer all the time. So help me, Lord. I don't think you hear nothing. Help me. I'm help. Girl, I'm asking all the Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me by what? Just help me. Shoot. I need help in every situation. Help me, Lord. That is my prayer daily, all day. I get into bed. Help me, Lord. What do you be doing? Nothing. Just help me. Help me, Lord, not to get angry with people. Lord, help me to stay in the right spot in every of my life. Help me not to say nothing or do nothing to hurt nobody. Help me, Lord. That is my prayer all day. Lord, help me. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you. And I do, Sister Flo. I don't know about nobody, but I need the Lord. I can't walk. I can't do nothing without Jesus. I just can't. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. You know, you jump in your car and I get in my car, jump in my car. Hallelujah. Put my seatbelt on and then I pray. Help me, Lord. I don't go nowhere without asking God. No, I ain't crazy. I'm just not. I know I need God. And I thank God for being my Savior and my Lord and my keeper. I thank him, and I thank him. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. You really have. You know what I'm saying? Things that, you know, well, I say, Lord, thank you. And you know how we want to play the other side. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You could be in the world, and you're not guilty, but look like everybody make you guilty. But you know you didn't do nothing. You ain't guilty. You know what I'm saying? You could. Well, so, this is going to help somebody, maybe somebody out there. You know, you're not the one that's guilty. The other person guilty, but they want to make you feel bad about something you didn't do. That's going to help somebody. Now, whatever that said, I know I'm supposed to say it. I want to thank the Lord, especially for you all, for Serena. And I look for you all to come. I feel, you say you like to be, I feel that. You know, you don't have to say nothing. Honestly, I just feel that. This is where you want to be. Praise the Lord. I feel like you want to come. I feel like Jeremiah wanted to come to Sunday school this morning. You know, and so when it's not, people don't feel like sister want to come, and she come because she wants to come here. There's churches she passed by and come in here. And the day I saw something, I said, God, you're going to do what you said. Well, look at that. I said, you're going to fix it. So help me to get ready. And whatever little part I got to play, help me, Lord, because you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Amen. People need help. People go to church. They need help. People need help. People used to go for good choirs and stuff. That's fine. But after they get through, they still need help. They still sick. They still don't know what to do. They still in a divorce court. They still here. They still there. They need help. Because look, this stuff when you jumping up and all this inside, that goes away. That don't last. But if you got something in your heart that you need and get it in your church, you ought to be glad. I said, you ought to be glad. Because all that other stuff is just stuff. I've been to church all my life. I've been to church since I was 8. I got baptized when I was 7. First time. But after I got grown, I said, I got to go again because I don't know what they baptized me when I was 7. I had my little white robe on, girl. You know, they make you a little robe. I had my little robe on. And that preacher put me down in the water, brought me up, and I came up the same way I went down. Didn't change nothing. You know what I'm saying? I tried, you know, to live. But I'm going to tell you, my teachers did keep me out of a lot of stuff I would have got into. But my auntie taught me holiness. She taught me how to live. She taught me right from wrong. And so that kept me. So I want to thank her, honestly. When I got big, I told her one time I hated her. Ain't I pitiful? Yeah, I'm a terrible person. But after I got grown, I went back, and she was old then. She had lost her sight, and I kissed her. I said, thank you. I'll never forget, thank you. Because I realized then she was just trying to help me in the things that she did. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't do nothing that bad, you know what I'm saying? But she wouldn't let me go. You know how kids are, teenagers are. They want to go to every ball game, everything. And if you say something that can't go, they think you're doing them wrong. You know how we are. But I just want to thank the Lord. My auntie's gone on to be with the Lord. Now I know I'll see her again. Amen. So now I look to see people again. I'll see my mother again. I'll see my dad who got in at the last minute. But I was there. Me and my cousin was there. And we, you know, God has been good to me. I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of the word come to pass. I've seen that the word is true. She's smiling. I've seen the word come to pass. I have seen in my life, you know, I've seen the word come to pass. You know what I'm saying? It ain't something I heard somebody say. I've seen it absolutely come to pass. I remember that one of the saints, she was on her deathbed, and you know how they go with the breathing it hard and try to hold on. You know, and I talked to her. I said, sweetheart, you lived all your day for this. Let go and go head on. Be with the Lord. And she just, I've seen a lot in my life. And I'll see her again because she died with a smile, and I'll see her again. I don't forget her name. I've had some wonderful experiences. Girl, come on now. I had wonderful experiences with God. Let me see y'all that's had experiences with God. Ain't that wonderful? You ain't had nothing yet. Just live on. Because, honey, it's getting pretty rough out here. It's getting pretty rough out here. This is, we're living in the, I know y'all think y'all got about 90 more years to live. Don't forget. It ain't so. I'm telling you, the way it's going, it ain't going to be long, sister. Because like I say, that man could come up overnight. We don't know. I don't really know. I love Jerusalem. I pray for her. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, like the Lord told me. But I don't really know, I don't keep up with enough of this going on to know when the change is coming. Oh, it looks like it's going to change. I don't know when it's going to change, but I know it's going to change. I know. So I encourage us to pray, seek the Lord, and let's do get it done here. I have no idea the length. God ain't told me none of that. But on that day, I was thinking, I said, Lord, you're going to do what you said. You're going to do what you said. The words that you spoke over this church, it's going to be. I feel it in my heart. I feel the change. I feel the change, sister. I feel the change. I feel God is going to really change this thing. And I'm feeling like he's saying, get ready. Get in order. And set your house, you know, get your house in order and where I can use you and do what I want to do with you, because that's all he does. He'll use anybody that he can use. He said, you know, I did something. No, you were just there, and he needed you. He'll use you, and you go out to the store. Girl, everywhere you go is a harvest field. People don't know nothing about God. They don't. They don't. But you meet some of the nicest people, like Jackie said. We were just in this store where they got junk and stuff, and nice stuff. I found me a brand new ice cream scooper. I ain't never had a nice ice cream scooper. The one you do like this and then scoop it out. Yeah, girl, I found one 50 cents, girl. Hallelujah. Brand new. Look like it never been used. You know what I'm saying? Now, that don't mean nothing to y'all, but it did to me because I needed an ice cream scooper. Because I like ice cream. What about y'all? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So to me, like Jackie, we was shouting over. She found some cards. Didn't mean nothing to me, but it meant something to her. So God want to give you what you need and what you don't. You know, things that you don't even look for, God will give that to you. He just loved you. Ooh-wee. He just loved you. Girl, that's all. Is there another word besides that one? I've been thinking, what can I use to top that word, you know? He's amazing God. I say he's an amazing God. Woo, and I'm going to tell you. And then he tells us about the time. He said, I don't want to, but it's time. So it's time for us to get ready to meet Jesus. I know you getting ready to do stuff up, but time to put him first. Amen. Come here, sister. Her. Yeah, you. Yeah, it's time. Oh, this is my grand. I started because I don't know which grand and grand, you know. I remember when you were small, when you were a child. Do you remember? I remember the times you'd be in tears because the Holy Spirit would overtake you. Have I ministered to you before this? I can't help it. I remember that, and I remember that God's got his hands on your life since you was a child. You know, you're not afraid. This girl ain't scared of nothing. And she'll step out in places that other folk won't step. But if she feel God done told her something, she'll step out there. Amen, and try it. And I don't think she asked nobody, said, y'all believe, can I do this? No, she just step on out there. Say, Beth done so-and-so and so-and-so. So God gave you this, and he's giving you now the courage to step into some place he's calling you, and it's not nothing natural. God is calling you to a spiritual place, and you know it, but you don't know really how to get into it. But you know, you remember the times when he touched your life and touched your body and caused tears that you didn't understand. You was too small then. But now the Lord is going to visit you in things that you, so don't get too involved. Now, I'm not telling, now I got to say this right now. What you're doing is great. She's an entrepreneur. It's great. It'll be a great help. But God got something greater than what you think is great over there for your life. And it's something great that he wants you to do. You know what I mean? And to accomplish. And because he gave you that spirit of stepping out, no matter what nobody say, because you don't say, can I? I never heard what somebody came back and told me, say, you know, Beth asked me, could I? Mm-mm. I heard that, girl, Beth done such and such thing. Then I said, Lord, I love your spirit, your entrepreneurial spirit. She has you have an entrepreneurial spirit to be a millionaire. But you know what you got to do, don't you? You know, okay, I'll let that alone. That's between me and you, okay? But just like that spirit, it's also a spirit of Christ that's in you like that. It's a spirit you don't understand right now. But, you know, if in any place you want to go, you couldn't. You can't run from him. Go to Texas, go to New Orleans, and go up there to Arkansas, whatever. He going to always be there with you because he's got a call on your life from a child. Because that spirit he gave you was his spirit. Because you're not afraid to do things, Beth. This girl ain't scared of nothing. Honest to goodness, she'll step out. Beth don't say, what? I said, Beth can step. And then she'll keep the same spirit. It don't get her down. It don't make her uneasy. It don't make her, hey, we tell her, hey, do something else. I just, you know, I'll step over. If I step there and then I'll step over here. God gave you that. But it gave you that for him. Because that's the way you're going to step in when you give him completely. I know you love God, honey. I know you pray. And I know you give God all the credit for everything that's happened in your life. I know you have. But now it's time you got to lean hard, Beth, to lean hard. The devil don't like what he see in you. He don't like people that are entrepreneurs and get up and do what God want them to do. And you know what I mean? And they listen to him. He don't like that. But the devil is a lie. I say he's a lie. Your life is given to God. Your mother gave you to God. And the Lord says that he's going to use you. In the same type of spirit that you got in the natural, it's really going to be in the supernatural. Is that making sense to you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be careful that you keep your ears. Don't listen to every prophecy that everybody say. Am I telling you the truth? But keep your ears open to God, because Satan got people to speak to, and it'd be sounding good. But it's to get you further and further and further and further away from the Lord. You know what I mean? And it looked like it'd be good stuff, but it's stuff that's keeping you further and further. Because your body is just a body. It gets tired. You know what I'm saying? So listen, open your ears and say, Lord, my ears now is open to you. You believe that? I say, Lord, speak to me. And let me help me to do as you say. In Jesus' name. I look like I jump on you all the time, but I just see something in you, a great something that God want to use you. He really does, because of the type of spirit you got. You ain't scared of nothing. This girl, you scared of a snake?
It depends on how big.
I don't know if she's scared of nothing. This child ain't scared of nothing. She she died in this wonderful, but you know what? That come from God. When he gives us these type of spirits, it's him. You know what I'm saying? It's him. So come on, let's pray for him. Pray for her. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if it's some type of decision you're trying to make again. Now, is it some type of decision you're trying to make? Are you kind of settled? Are you settled in yet? Okay, you settled in. Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would be with Beth, Lord. Yes. Let her settle in, because now it's time for you to speak to her. Now I know you're going to speak to her. And let her do what you tell her to do, because she's not afraid to do it as long as she knows it's you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Keep in touch. I'd like to know what you're going to do. Yeah. But I tell you one thing. It ain't going to be like it's been, so you're going to know it's God. Because it ain't going to be the same old. You know what I'm saying? Amen. And Bridget will tell me. You tell your mama, she'll tell me. Now, I mean, she'll tell me everything, but she'll tell me how you doing, because I asked her. Okay, you go with God, because he showed with you. Anybody else need prayer? Amen. We're living in the last day. This is the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand? We stand in Jesus. You know, and we got to be sure we're standing in Jesus. Amen. We stand. Like I said, when the Holy Ghost is through, I'm through. I don't have nothing else to say. When he get through, I'm through. If I don't feel his spirit telling me to do this or do that, or speaking through me, I'm through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come here, Karen. I want to pray for you. I got something I want to say to you. The Lord want to say to you. Yeah. The Lord want to speak to you, Karen. Okay, and there's some decisions you're going to have to make soon. You ain't told me that. Have you talked to me? It's the decisions you're going to have to make soon. Ain't going to sound good. Mm-hmm. But it's the enemy. Going to sound good. Don't do it, Karen.
I'm not. I just made it.
Okay, don't do it. Hallelujah. You did? Oh, my Lord. See how good God is. I don't know. We ain't talked about nothing. But do daddy want to eat some chicken? He don't want no more chicken. He said, I don't want any more chicken. And they've been trying to find out what we do. We ain't had time to really talk about nothing, really. We've been busy. So you notice I haven't talked to you. This is, God is saying, you know what to do. He's telling you what to do. Don't make a move without him.
Right.
And if it's strange, it's not God. Because God is open, and he have things where you can understand. Amen. Don't do it. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you. That's why I love Jesus, Karen. Everybody laughing. Y'all ain't. You ain't told me nothing. We ain't talked about nothing. Well, let me let it alone. Ha ha ha. We ain't talking about nothing. Well, you know, huh? Yeah, he knows. And he's a good, good guy. And don't he love you? Ooh, Jesus. He loves you, you know. He just loves you. If I hadn't have told you, he'd have probably sent somebody else in there. He's a good, good father. But you know, I don't know nothing. Me and Brenda ain't talking about it. We've been so busy trying to find daddy something besides chicken. We just been having a good time, but I don't think we talked about anything, have we, Brenda? No, we really haven't. Talked about anything, but y'all, I feel godly good because she's going to, yeah, you don't have to tell me nothing. That's okay. I won't be nosy this time. Mama, you, one of them told me back then, Mama, you're always crying. Then I won't be nosy either. God bless you. Anybody need prayer? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Allison, you're always welcome here. And if you have a special song you want to sing, you're always welcome to sing. So if you want to just put your, we'll get us a little thing together, you know. If you got a new song, you say, okay, yeah, we'll get our stuff together, girl, but nobody be me and you. That's the little sign, see. Anything else? Yeah, do we have any things we supposed to be doing or something? That's the truth, Jackie. Huh? What is the day? First Sunday?
First Sunday of the month, right?
Yeah. This the first Sunday? Yeah. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to make a little sign. Or
I just not remember.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so let's do it next Sunday then so everybody have their mind on. Let me see who's going to be back next Sunday. You coming back next Sunday? And bring my Jeremiah with you. That's wonderful. Jeremiah, man, you're going to get there, I promise. I'm going to try to put time out today. Me and you can be together, okay? All right. Anybody else got anything to say or something we forgetting or something? Are we forgetting anything? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I want to say to the people that are listening that while we're live streaming, if you have any prayer requests, send them. We will pray for you. We'd be glad to pray or stand with you in anything. May God bless you is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Okay. Y'all ready? The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints.